It's our first business executive feature of 2021, and today we speak to a gentleman who's a leader at a major fast-moving consumer goods company. Prior to his current role, he was the vice president of South African Breweries. He's been around the block and has amassed experience in the consumer-facing industries. Well, to tell us about his career journey and more, I'm joined on the line by Rudy van Schoor. He's general manager at KFC South Africa. Thanks very much, Rudy, for joining us. Now, just give us some background about the early part of your life, where you were born, a bit about your family and your schooling.
Oh, wow. Normal, yes. I come from a great vintage year of 1977, born in Joburg, but grew up most of my life in KZN, where my dad got, he worked for Fortnet. So as a young boy, learned to speak English fluently.
Excellent.
I returned back to Joburg after schooling to study at the University of Pretoria, and I studied engineering, and I just never left. So I'm still in Pretoria, and it's also here where I met my lovely wife, Mirinda.
Yes.
We've been married for 17 years now, going on 18, and have two lovely children.
That's beautiful.
Alex and Anita.
Excellent.
Fortunate to have most of our family around us in Pretoria and Joburg, so it will be hard to move us.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So at tertiary level, you do indicate you did engineering. Did you know exactly what you wanted to pursue? And was the fast-moving consumer goods industry something that you had in sights? Probably not, given that you did engineering.
Oh, yes, that's an excellent question. You know what? I'm one of those... I think probably 99% of people going to study that didn't really know what our career would look like.
Mm.
I elected engineering just because I had an older brother that studied engineering, and it sounded like the right thing to do.
Yes.
At that stage, no, I didn't have a view at all of fast-moving consumer goods or where I wanted to end. You know, the interesting story is I actually started with mechanical engineering, with ideas of designing cars and airplanes and those types of things, which I thought was quite romantic. Only to realize halfway through, no, I didn't enjoy it at all. And I actually switched to industrial engineering,
right?
Which is more about people and process and business optimization. And during this time, I actually started working at some restaurants as well. And I think that's probably where the first seeds have been planted.
Yes.
Around good brands, consumer goods, businesses, etc. That was a start for me.
So you do seem to have a mixed bag of qualifications. I mean, you've got an MBA as well. Is that something that you got while you were in industry already, when you were already in a corporate, or is something, did you just do your education in one fell swoop?
No, not at all. So I, post finishing industrial engineering, I was very, very fortunate to get an opportunity very early in my career to work for Deloitte Consulting as a consultant.
Hmm.
You know, it was such a rich experience because we were exposed to so many industries in a very short, space of time, given that it's project-driven, those type of things. So I had a very broad spectrum of industries early in my career and ended up joining one of our clients, SAB Miller at that stage, now AB InBev, the beverage company.
Yes.
And I spent, a big portion of my career with them. And probably after about 4 or 5 years into my career with them, I started doing an MBA. And the MBA was really focused to round a bit sharp points. In engineers, we know math and we know a couple of things, but we sometimes fail to realize that the most important thing we know the least of, and that's people.
Yes.
And people, processes, et cetera. So, and I was fortunate again that the opportunity was given to me to go to complete my MBA at Gibbs, which was wonderful. Made awesome friends across industries, and that's also quite a big benefit of postgrad studies is just the amount of people and brilliant minds you meet and keep in contact with.
Yes.
For many years after that.
So obviously you will have developed quite a lot of experience right across the board because, of course, you've had a number of leadership roles. At your current role, being the general manager at KFC South Africa, what does that entail and what are some of the key challenges of running a ship like a KFC franchise?
Long. I don't think we have enough time. the general, I think the role general manager in the for any company is pretty much it's a similar type of challenge. It's thinking about what is happening today in our business, what do we believe is going to happen tomorrow in our business, and how do we best position ourselves, you know, to satisfy our customers, you know, to delight them at every, you know, potential opportunity, so that they are happy and your business is happy, you know, over the longer term. You know, it's a very simple way of looking at it, but that's it. You know, we've got, you know, I'm very fortunate to have such a brilliant team and strong people that can execute, you know, any plan.
Yes.
The challenge is more deciding on what the right plan is. And I think 2020, very fresh on everybody's mind, has changed the game for many businesses and business leaders, and how we look at positioning your business, your brands, your products to consumers has changed fundamentally.
Yeah.
And there is no more recipe, I think. It is now being able to be agile, be innovative, listen, observe, and not be afraid to take chances and challenges.
No, I hear you. Now, you talk about 2020 and even now in 2021, still so much uncertainty. During the time of the pandemic, would you say that KFC has been quite resilient? And what have been the highs and the lows of running your organization during this time? That's effectively two questions.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me start with the first one. I believe our brand has been so resilient. You know, it's been an absolute pleasure and a privilege to be part of this this journey through what has been difficult times. You know, we celebrate our 50th year this year. You know, so there's been many challenges across our paths, you know, since 1971. And this is one of those. And I think why I say resilient is, you know, as soon as we were able to trade, we were one of the brands of choices, and consumers voted for us by their wallets and came back and felt safe to interact with us. And in a period where, in the beginning, when we started operating, we were quite fluid and people were unsure. So very resilient, and we're blessed, and we blessed that, you know, when we started operating post, you know, some alleviation of the lockdown.
Yes.
Did bounce back, but it's nowhere where we want it, let me be honest. But we're getting there. Now, the highs and the lows, man. You know, I think the highs for me is very simply put our ability as a brand and then as an industry to make a difference in South African lives. You know, we've got a well-known feeding program, Ad Hope, where we feed vulnerable children throughout the year in schools. And when there was a full lockdown, we weren't able to use, you know, our partners, 141 partners in all these locations to feed children. And very quickly, we were able, through new partnerships, to get food passes out to the real vulnerable people during probably the most vulnerable time that any experience. You know, that's one of the highlights. One of the other highlights is just our team. You know, our team decided we want to make a difference in our team members' lives. And people offered salaries. They've offered leave days just so that we could financially support people that we knew were going to be exposed more than we are.
Yeah.
So the heart of our organization, and it keeps on amazingly day to day, and it's probably a high for me, not just in 2020, probably a high for me in my career, because I'm fairly young in the KFC system, 3 years, and being able to be exposed to this and generally this heart of our organization is fundamental. You know, it's life-changing.
Loving the passion. I wanted to ask you, because we're running out of time, what kind of leader would you say that you are? I mean, are you very trusting of the abilities of the people around you, or do you tend to micromanage processes? What's your style?
Yeah, so it's, I think no one has one style. My predominant style is one of collaboration and listening and enablement. I think that, you know, over time, you know, that's a skill that one learns. You know, I think many people start on micromanagement and want to be in control, and it's probably a default that many people, even myself sometimes, fall into,
you
know, especially when there's high pressure. But you'd be amazed by stepping back and giving capable people, you know, authority, accountability, and space, the wonders that they can do. So I'm very happy to stand on the shoulders of giants. absolutely.
And then lastly, what do you see as the best way of ensuring that any given corporate strategy is ultimately actualized on the ground?
Simplification and repetition. So your ability to repeat the message continuously, not just once, not just twice, not just through an email, not just through one communication, but repeatedly at so many interactions as you possibly can, will ensure that there's one single common message out there, and therefore drive alignment. The second one is simplification. Simplification of that message so that people are very clear of what are the inputs that I control to contribute to the outputs that is linked to this message. That's probably how I do it.
That was Rudy Fanshawe. He's General Manager at KFC South Africa.